Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio, and here we are coming at you on this Monday, March 21st, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you live from Kansas City. We bring you all the adult thrills as we talk about adult things. And for those of you that don't know, this is Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you on this March 21st, 2011. And we have a fantastic show for you this evening, as we're supposed to have, and I'm sure we will, have a former adult film star and now author, Sexy India, on the show, and she'll be calling in here shortly. But before we get to that point, I kind of want to go over the book a little bit that we have coming out here. Actually, it's out already, and you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. The name of the book is called Seductive Company, and we have launched that book, and we have it ready to go for those who are interested in reading the collaboration that we did together in writing this book. So we just wanted to talk about that a little bit tonight when we have her on, and we'll also get into a few other things, but I just wanted to say I'm glad to be here and to be talking to you tonight on this Monday night. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to see if we can wait for her to call in, and when she does, we'll go straight into the interview. But if anybody has any questions out there or anything that they have for me or anything about the book or any promotions, anything that's coming up for like book signings or anything of that nature, You know, you can call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, grown folks radio, and we bring it to you in that manner. So I just wanted to say that I was glad that when we came up and done this book, because it was a thing that was hard to do, because at first she wasn't interested in doing that, so I had to convince her, and once I did, she fell right into it and was happy. And so we're going to see if we can get her on the line and, you know, get her on so we can talk to her, because I know you out there, you definitely want to do that. So let me see if I can dial her while we're sitting here waiting. There's going to be a lot of things going on. And just while I'm waiting, I'm going to also say that if you're in the St. Louis area this September, from the 16th to the 18th, there'll be a Fall Into Books Literary Conference, the second annual one that's going to be held there. And I will be there, as well as many other authors that will be on the scene. And they'll be doing, you know, having their books and doing their thing there, so that you'll be able to see, maybe your favorite author will be there, and you'll be able to do that. So we're going to, you know, do what we can to try to get what we can to you as far as the books. And right now I'm dialing to see if I can get Miss India and see if she's available. If not, then we'll have her call in. But, oh, she may even be right there. Right. But we're going to see if she...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hold on just a second.
310.
All right. We'll have her in a minute. But, you know, anybody who has any questions about any of the books, any Thread and Snapper books or anything of that nature, we definitely will get that to you. And we will definitely do what we can to get that done. Caller, are you there? I thought I had a caller there for a second. So what we're going to do is just kind of sit here for a second and kind of wait and see when Miss India is going to call in. I think she's calling in now, maybe. Miss India, are you there? Okay, no, she's not here. Okay. All right, so we're going to go on and we're going to continue with the show, and we're going to do everything we need to, you know, get this thing going. So we're going to try to get it set. And when we do, hopefully we will. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play a song just so we can have something going on until we reach her, because we definitely know that you all want to listen. So I'm going to play one of my favorite songs here for you, one that I like that's very hot and sexy. So we're going to see if we can get sexiness going tonight.
Thank you.
time you got to take it back, all the way back to the jungle. That's where it is sometimes, you know. And we try to make it like that, you know, because it should be that way. So anybody got any questions for Red Snapper? The number is 347-215-8539. I want to hear from you while we're waiting on our guest to call in. She should be calling in pretty soon. But I still want to hear from all the grown folks out there that may have some grown folks questions that they want to ask. We definitely want to make sure that we do that. I mean, it might be some questions that you may have from any of the books, the Scandalous Motive series or anything, or just in general question about relationships or anything that you want to talk about. So I'm here for you. All you got to do is just call me. I'll answer. I'll talk to you. We can do that. That's not a problem. The number, 347-215-8539. This is Red Snapper on Words Sexy Radio. Call it. Doing it right now. So, well, like I said, I'm going to give you a little background on the Seductive Company book that just dropped. This is a very, very intense sexual book. It does have a plot, though. It's not just about sex, but the plot is so deep, and it will have you with plenty of twists and things that you are going to be trying to figure out as you read the book, as well as having some phenomenal sex scenes as well. But we definitely want you to pick up that book. It was supposed to have been coming out April 19th, but it's already available. So if you want to go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or anywhere like that, Books A Million, you know you can get that book. It's out there. It doesn't cost that much. It's even available on Kindle. It's available on Nook. It's available as an e-book. You can get this book, and you can definitely do it. So I may have a caller here. Let me see. Caller, I don't know because you have a generic number. Do you have any questions or anything you want to say on Word Sex Radio? Okay, the caller is not. She just want to listen. That's cool. Sometimes we get people that just call in and they want to listen, which is fine. I got that. So, like I said, you know, we do everything we can on Word Sexy Radio as well as to you know, try to provide for our fans and those who have things that they may want to see writing or whatever, or even if you want to write, whether it's erotica or whatever thing, whatever it is, or a portrait or something like that, you know, you can call the number and we can talk about it and give you a little hand or something that can tell you how you might be able to get into the game yourself, because it's really not that hard. I know a lot of authors don't do that, but I am an open person and I don't mind sharing because I feel that everybody's work can be out there. There's enough for everybody to read and enough for everyone. So the number again, 347-215-8539. So if you got any questions, you know, you can give me a call and I'll be right here to answer for you. So I'm going to see if I can call my guest again and see if I can get her on, because I know everybody is wanting to speak with Miss India, and I know she's a busy person, but we're going to see if we can get her. We're going to try to see what we can do about that, because I know there are some people that want to speak with her. You know, they may have some questions on topics or subjects or anything that, you know, about the game or even how she got into writing, you know, any of that stuff. So let's see if we can get her, because sometimes she gets a little busy. So we're going to dial right now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 310-600-4983 is not available.
Well, we'll have to wait and see when she's available then, won't we? All right. But like I said, we can talk about anything. We don't have to just wait on our guests. But if you have any questions, you can definitely call in. The number is 347-215-8539. We'll be happy to talk to you about anything. You know, I know there's questions about why men cheat or whatever, you know, why women are, you know, why men don't want to take freaks home to mom or whatever. You know, anything that you want to ask that we do out here that's kind of silly, we can fix that and try to, you know, make it work. So that's what we'll do. And, you know, while we're waiting, we could have another song. I think I want to play something else here. Let's try this song here that I like. It's very nice, and it's by the same artist, so we can give you a chance here.
Thank you.
by Michelle Negan Gallo, and she always does great music. And, you know, we like listening to that, especially when we're in our situations with our significant other that we want to be with. So, but like I said, if you have any questions, anything that you want to talk about, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're bringing it to you grown folks style. So that's how we're going to do that. So, and we definitely have some things coming up. We're going to be trying to do a book signing, definitely in Atlanta, sometime in April as well. There'll be some signings all over, and we'll be announcing where we'll be doing them. It may be some that we'll do together, some we may not, but we will have the books, and I think there's some promotions and stuff that she's going to be talking about here in a second when she calls in. I did hear from her. She is going to be in, so we will hear from her. And anybody who has any questions or anything that they want, they will definitely can ask at that time when she comes on. So, and again, I will say the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we'd like to bring it grown folk style. So that's what we do. Like I said, I've been writing for a while, and I enjoy writing all types of things, but of course erotica is one of my favorites. And get into that a little deep, you know, a little bit. But anybody out there that's interested in writing anything, you know, you just have to put your mind to it. Even if it's your own life, like a lot of people ask, you know, me about writing, and they want to write about their lives. You just got to make sure that you take time out and do it, because it doesn't really take a lot of time. But you got to make sure that it's interesting enough that people will want to read it. And that's what we try to do. We try to give you that. So, that's the way it is. You know, you have to make it interesting and make it where people will be, you know, will come back, because the brand is not the book. It's you. How you present it and how you bring it is the way it's going to manifest it, to get that book out there the way you want it done. So that's what we have to do, and we work hard on trying to get that. So that's a lot of how it works. So we definitely want to make sure that we help those who want to write and those who's interested. You know, like I said, I'm an open person, so if you have any kind of questions on how to get published or anything like that, we definitely will help you do that as well. It's not hard as you think. It's really easy, unless you're looking to try to get into a main publishing company, which is a difference than trying to get into doing what we call independent publishing. You know, you have more say so in that realm than you do if you go under a mainstream publisher, and it's just the way it is. You know, they will control what you need, how to get it done, and of course they're going to go by what's going to sell, or what they think is going to sell, and if it doesn't do that, then you know you will have to go somewhere else. So that's that. But I'm going to play another song here. It's from Kyle Eastwood, the son of Clint Eastwood. He does jazz, and we're going to see if we can find something from him that we'd like to hear right now. So we're gonna, you know. Thank you. that was Kyle Eastwood with his song Rue Perdue on his latest CD. And that was called Metropolitan, the latest CD. And this is the son of the famous actor Clint Eastwood. He has his own jazz music, and he's doing well. And he's done a few soundtracks for some of the movies that Clint had out as well. So, but you know, I like a little bit of jazz too, and of course I use a little of this when I'm doing my writing as well, and or if I'm with my friend, I definitely like to have her, you know, feel comfortable and get into the mood, because you know, before you even get her over to your house, you got to get her ready, and you got to get her mind ready before you can get her body ready, and the only way to do that is you got to talk to your woman and let her know how you feel, and talk to her during the day, and don't be trying to just get on her as soon as you get home, and or when she gets home from work, you know, she's tired. You know, you want to help her out, and you know, you want to do some of those things that you expect her to do for you. You know, you want to rub her feet or something, or you know, you want to make her feel good. I mean, even have her, if you got time to get on before she does, maybe you want to have a meal ready for her instead of you having to wait for her to come in and cook. You know, those are things that you want to do. Men, real men, do that for their woman. You know, they try to make things, you know, square them away and have it ready for them, and you know, run the bath water or whatever, or you know, get a shower ready. I mean, it's those little things are the things that keep it going, and the communication is what make it work. It's not so much how good you are in bed or how well you can stand up on it. Although that's important, it's not the most important thing. You still got to get in there and do all those little things, it took for you to get with her in the first place. Those are the things that you got to continue to do, and hopefully you would want to do if you're going to spend time with this woman. So, ladies, you know, we know that you do these things, and we're glad that you do. And then you got some that are everybody, not just ladies, but men. You know, when they get comfortable with someone, and all of a sudden they kind of stop, and then they wonder why things don't work. You can't let that be the case. You have to work on it. So it takes two to make it work. And women don't. One thing I know, that's a thing against me, is waiting on, when a woman's waiting on a man to be romantic, you know, you can be aggressive and do some things. Sometimes men just don't have that thought in their mind. Doesn't mean they don't want to do it. Just means that sometimes, you know, we can't read your mind. And I'm one that will not sit there and try to figure out what's wrong with you. So that's why communication is definitely important, and you definitely want to work on talking, you know, before you get into the bed. So that's what you have to do, and you know, you just want to work on that thing if it's worthy of it. So that's my little advice for the day. We do try to help out, and not just write about sex, but we do try to. You know, I'm not saying that I'm an expert, but I do try to give you a little experience that I have experienced in my time. And that's what we do. So I am truly happy if anyone would call in. The number would be 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we would definitely like to hear from you and see what it is that you may have a question on, or something that you just want to talk about, or something you just want to get off your chest. We can do that. We got about 22 minutes left, and we can get that done and work on that. If not, I like to play another song for you, or some music, because I don't want the air. I don't want this to be air me talking. And sometimes our show sometimes the guests may not come, but that's fine. We do what we have to do to continue, because the show will go on. And no hard feelings or anything of that nature. So we just want to make sure everybody's pretty happy, and we do what we can to make that happen. So here's my friend Herbie Hancock with Spiraling Prisms. Thank you. And that was my man Herbie Hancock coming at y'all today. So, you know, he does that thing called spiraling prisms. So we just wanted to give you a little bit of jazz. But right now I think we got a caller calling in. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And who are we speaking with?
This is India.
How you doing, Miss India?
Not good.
How's
I had
going?
A bad day today. Not really good.
Are you all right?
Busy. Yes, I'm okay now. A little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure that everything is fine because we know sometimes people are busy. We understand that. So, and we know that you're busy because you just got a new book out.
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you?
The new book actually is not out, but it's out. But we basically, it's prematurely out. The book is actually going to start pre-sales this week coming up. So if you guys are interested, which a lot of my fans are interested in the pre-sale because they want a signed book. So if you're interested in that, and then I had some people who wanted to know about Kindle. So if you're interested in getting a book online, it is online right now, so you can go get it right now online. All pre-sales.
Huh? I said there is a Kindle version out there as well,
Yes, and it's a Kindle version out there, so you can get it online, Amazon and Borders, all that. It's there now, so you can actually go buy it if you just want to read it on your iPad, your Kindle, or whatever you read it on. But if you want to get an actual book that's signed, we will be doing pre-sale books. So you can order that next week, and we'll have more information. Like I'll post it up, and we'll post it up like next week, probably like after Tuesday, and you guys, you'll know about, you know, what you need to do to get a pre-sale book and signed and all that.
Right. Yeah, and definitely I will be getting with you as well because I have some questions for you. But I can wait and talk to you about that probably Wednesday when we meet anyway.
Yeah.
So that you can, because I, you know, addresses to where books are going and stuff like that. Well, actually, we'll talk about it. But yeah, so I hope everything is okay. I hope, you know, you said you was in something going on. Hopefully everything is fine. That you can get it worked out because I don't want you to be upset. And if you have to go ahead. I understand.
Yeah, I just had some technical stuff where my internet, anybody has Comcast, they suck. Basically, my internet has been going in and out for 2 weeks, and now it's finally not even working, and I traded out my internet box and just all kind of stuff. I'm just really over it. I'm tired. It's like I can't get on my internet. I'm just very overwhelmed because, you know, my whole life, my whole everything is online. So, you know, so it's really pissing me off because I'm wasting my time and people keep coming out and checking on it, and it's not doing anything. So, I don't know. So we'll see tomorrow when they come out again.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
See, and for those people out there that didn't know that celebrities also have problems with cable as well, so you're not the only one that has it.
Oh, my God.
You're not the only one that has problems with cable and all that stuff. And, you know, I mean, I guess sometimes it doesn't matter who you are. They just don't want it to work. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, but hopefully you'll get that squared away. And
right.
And because I understand the importance of having everything that you need, especially by the with the internet, because that's just like reaching the world.
And it's my time now. We're promoting this book, and you know I can't get online. I'm very I'm going crazy right now. You just don't know. So hopefully
You're being real good because you're not going off like you could, I'm sure.
No, because there's nothing you could do about it, right? I'm not going to scream at people who don't have to do about it. I screamed at them, believe me.
Right. So can you tell us real quick, we got about 11 minutes. I know you were saying something about having some clips or something like that or something like that. Maybe that might be coming out pretty soon or something
we're
of that nature.
Yes, we'll have some sample video for you guys. Of course, I can't do anything right now because I don't have my internet. So hopefully when they come out tomorrow, I'll try to fix it. I'll release some stuff this week for you guys. So it will be some sample stuff of just to give you an idea of some of the book, and you know, just give you a real quick little scenario of what the book is about. So we'll definitely put out some sample video and some other things just to show you, you know, what you can expect for the book, Seductive Company. Once again, it's out right now, and if you want to download it on your Kindle, or if you just want to get it on the internet right now, you can actually go to Amazon and all the internet book sites, and you can actually buy it right now.
Yep, that is true. And when we were doing this, we didn't know that they were going to do it so fast, because usually they take forever to get that stuff out there, and all of a sudden it was like, hey. Maybe they saw Red Snapper and Sexy India. We want to get this out now, so they decided to go ahead.
I'm like, wait a minute, we haven't promoted yet.
That's right, so. But that's okay, because it's just like a restaurant. You know, sometimes restaurants open for 2 or 3 months before they have a grand opening. So, you know, it's the same thing with this. We, you know, it's not messed up. People may have the book already. We still can do it and promote it. So that's a good thing. So, but I'm glad that you're doing all right, and that you're not real upset. And
no, I'm not upset.
So how's everything else going? The radio show and all that stuff going?
Oh, the radio show is going great. You know, we're on every Tuesday and every Saturday, 11 o'clock p.m. So it's going good, definitely going good. And if you want to get any type of updates and follow ups with me of what's going on with the book and you know, any other India type stuff, definitely tune into the show too, because I'm always giving updates on what's going on. So, you know, especially the book.
And,
so I'll have some more updates on Saturday for sure, and tomorrow we're on. So make
sure
you guys
tune
in, Dollhouse Radio,
There you go, Dollhouse Radio, I was going to say. Because you were saying, come on the show, and I just want to make sure everybody understand that the name of it is Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah, Dollhouse Radio.
Right.
That's
you did.
So. you didn't let me finish.
I'm sorry, baby, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, Dollhouse Radio.
I'm done now. I'm done.
And you know, she's like I said, she's a little frustrated right now, but I understand, because if my internet was off, I'd be pissed too, because that's like a way out, you know, sometimes from into the rest of the world, you know, and having that. And those people that know that, you know, that use it a lot, they know that. So, but we're glad that you are able to make it on.
Yes.
You know, and give a little bit of info. We got about 6 minutes, and like I said, we're going to go ahead and, you know, just kind of give you, like, we'll give you the information, people. Once we get it out, we'll definitely get it to you so you know how you can get it. And like she said, the book is already there if you want to go ahead and get it. But if you wait and get it through the promotion, you might get a little bit more. So you might want to wait. I mean, it's just another week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We will be giving out 8x10s, and we do have the India bar. And those are very limited, so I'm not saying that everybody will get it, but we will be giving somebody. If you pre-order the book, you will get something, so put it like that. So definitely, if you want a signed copy, pre-orders do start we'll talk about it on Wednesday to see what actual date. So after Wednesday, you guys, what I'll do is I'll have something to post. And if you follow me on Twitter, @SexyIndia, I definitely will post it up and let you know which day we're going to start it. And you can order your book, and, you know, you'll get some goodies with it. So.
All right. Well, we thank you for coming on, and I'll definitely see you about and your next show is what, Wednesday or Saturday?
No, it's tomorrow. We have a show
tomorrow. So you got a show. So you have a show tomorrow. One of those days, I guess I'm going to have to try to call
in.
Yeah,
you have to come on. We have to schedule you on to, like, coming up. Actually, probably whatever we talk tomorrow, we'll figure it out.
Right.
Because they'll be around when we are releasing the book for pre-sales. So we'll figure it out.
Okay. All right, well, we're glad you was able to come on, and I'm not going to hold you up because we only got about 4 minutes, so I'm going to probably play a song, and we'll just run it on out. But we thank you for coming on, and we definitely going to get this thing going. So
yes.
Hopefully you'll get that cable. When I talk to you next time, that cable will be working. So.
Internet.
Internet. I'm sorry. Internet. Well, okay.
The cable is
okay.
on. I care less about the cable.
Okay. I know. But, you know, some people have that service where they have them both, you know, like cable and whatever. I don't know why I was saying cable.
I do.
Okay. Wow.
It's okay. So, yeah, definitely, you guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Sexy India, make sure if you want the book right now, it is online. You can go buy Seductive Company right now. Get it on your Kindle, Amazon.com, Borders, any of those stores online. Or if you want a pre-sale book, the pre-sale books will start sometime this week. We'll let you guys know. I'll post it up on Twitter. And follow me on the Dollhouse Radio. I'll have some information coming up, too. Tomorrow we'll be live. Other than that, thank you so much for having me back on, and yay.
No problem. All right. Well, we thank you for coming on, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to let this thing go on out with one of my favorite songs by Sweetback called Gaze.
I've never heard of these songs.